Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Jasmine Tucker, who's a research analyst at the National Priorities Project, where she conducts research on topics such as the president's budget, federal spending and tax policy, as well as social insurance and safety net programs. She previously was a senior policy analyst on income security issues at the National Academy of Social Insurance and the lead author of their groundbreaking public opinion study, Strengthening Social Security, What Do Americans Want? Welcome to Background Briefing, Jasmine Tucker.
Thank you, Ian, for having me.
And you have done a breakdown of, down to the penny, of what happens to your tax dollars, which, of course, is relevant to most Americans since the tax deadline of April the 15th is upon us. So people are obviously writing checks to the government, me included. But it's interesting to learn about what happens to our tax dollars once we pay our taxes, those who've already had taxes withheld or those who have to pay up. So what's the biggest surprise in terms of your breakdown of where our tax dollars go?
Great question. You know, we've been doing this tax receipt since 2010, and so we're roughly seeing very similar numbers to previous years, although healthcare spending does continue to rise, so that's always an interesting thing to see.
So give us the biggest sticker shock, right, is 27 cents of every federal dollar, income tax dollar, goes to the military. That's the biggest item, right?
It is, and people are always shocked to see that, especially now that we're sort of withdrawing troops and theoretically we should be spending less on the military.
And how precise is that figure? Because the Pentagon's very good at hiding what the real sticker shock is in terms of the true nature of all defense spending. Veterans have been moved to Veterans Affairs, a separate department. Coast Guard's moved to another department. That's transportation. A lot of pensions are often different. Military pensions are in different government departments. So are you satisfied that you've got the right figure there in terms of looking at all of the defense spending? You know, that includes Coast Guard, veterans, and these other chunks of the federal budget that the Pentagon has deliberately moved off into other departments?
That's a great, great question. And we obviously understand that you're right. You know, we do have a separate category for veterans' benefits. But our military spending number does cobble together some of these pieces that you're talking about, you know, State Department or nuclear weapons and stuff that goes under energy and environment. So we are satisfied with the number, although, you know, it's not going to be perfect, right, just for the reasons that you mentioned. There are lots of military numbers that are potentially in several other categories.
So what then is the second biggest number?
The second biggest number is healthcare. We spend almost 23 cents for every federal income tax dollar on healthcare spending. And so that's a trend that we've been seeing go up over the last several decades. In the 70s, we spent less than 10% of the U.S. economy on healthcare, and now we're spending much, much more. And so that's really a conversation that we need to have as a nation, really. You know, how do we want to pay for our healthcare? And we just haven't had those conversations yet.
And if it's doubled, healthcare spending has doubled since the 70s, is it continuing on that trajectory?
It has continued to go up. There's some initial studies on the Affordable Care Act that show that the costs are kind of holding at about the same level. And so we'll see more as it continues to go into full effect.
So in terms of the national priorities, and which is what we're discussing in terms of breaking down your tax dollar on as tax day is upon us here, the largest chunk goes to the military. That's 27 cents of every dollar. The second largest is 22.7 cents of every dollar going to healthcare programs such as Medicaid. Well, let's go down to the bottom here. We only spend 2 cents on education. Every politician I have ever heard of who's ever stepped up and thrown their hat in the arena, the first thing they say is, we've got to improve education. You know, I'm going to be your education president. Well, on 2 cents on the dollar, who the hell, who are they kidding?
We see the exact same thing. People are always very surprised to learn that we're only spending $0.02 for every federal income tax dollar on education. Polling continues to show that people want to improve education and we want to invest in our kids. But you're absolutely right. We have yet to see any real increase in education spending as a share of the federal budget.
And a big chunk of the money that we do spend on education, on these for-profit colleges, of course, is essentially goes down a rat hole. It's up to about $40 billion because they indenture these poor kids, particularly vets and minority kids, into these worthless for-profit colleges that give them a worthless diploma and get them indentured on student loans for the rest of their lives. So even within that measly 2 cents, a lot of that money is being wasted. In terms of the other big thing that all politicians always talk about, particularly since the global warming became an issue, is that we've got, well, for the longest time, they've all said, we've got to get off Middle East oil and we've got to, you know, become energy independent and we've got to get green energy and we've got to explore energy of the future, et cetera, et cetera. So energy is also bandied about a lot, and the environment, and yet it's only, what, less than 2 cents, right, that we spend on both the energy and the environment. And just, by the way, that doesn't include nuclear weapons with the Department of Energy, right? You put that into defense.
So some of the Department of Energy numbers are in the energy, but the nuclear weapons numbers are in our military category.
Okay. So what are we getting for our 2 cents, our 2 cents worth, or 1.9 cents worth? I mean,
it's a great question, and we can look at the individual program breakdowns. But I think one really shocking number is that we're paying so very little for our national forest system. So people continue to visit those forests and continue to want those services, yet we're paying, I mean, pennies, less than, right, we only have 2 cents for the entire Energy and Environment Department, so we're paying less than pennies. So for California, the average taxpayer in California paid $13,800 in federal income taxes in 2013, and just $7.73 went to the National Forest System.
And in terms of getting an understanding of how much states pay and how much they get back, do you have those numbers? You mentioned California, what they pay.
So we do have a state-by-state breakdown as well as the national average. So it depends on, like, California is slightly more wealthy than the average state. So the average taxpayer in the nation paid $11,715 in federal taxes. So California paid a little bit more.
Well, but I think in many ways, if we all knew how much we paid per year, as opposed to, you know, how many cents on the dollar, maybe that would make people wake up to our national priorities. Because I just noticed here that the average taxpayer supports America's nuclear weapons arsenal to the tune of $81.50 a year.
Absolutely. We see this tax receipt really as an opportunity for Americans to see where their taxes are going and to decide if Washington's priorities match up with their own for our nation.
What else can you identify here in terms of how little of our tax monies goes to programs that many people value?
You know, people continue to support programs like food stamps or WIC, and the amount that we spend on those programs is so, so small. It's just fascinating to compare polling. You know, people want to invest in jobs. We're not really doing that. People care about health, you know, Medicaid, and we see, you know, budget proposals that propose slashing those things. So it's just really interesting, and we hope that people will use this as a catalyst to action and really determine where their priorities lie and figure out how this matches up to those priorities.
So in terms of what we spend on, you know, as you know, Jasmine Tucker, for the longest time, there's been this, the sky is falling because of the deficits, and that we have to tighten our belts and have austerity because of our long-term debts. And this has been a mantra in the Republican Party for the longest time, but yet we're told that deficits are going down at a record level. In terms of our tax dollar, how many cents do you know from the tax dollar goes to paying off the debt?
We're currently in 2013, we paid about 14 cents for every dollar on the national debt. But you make a great point. Deficits are falling. And The president, in his proposal, in his budget proposal, projects that deficits are going to continue to drop through 2024. In 2015, they're projected to be just 3.1% of the U.S. economy. And when we're comparing that over time, that's roughly the same amount that it's been over the past 50 years on average. And when we compare that to just 2009, the deficit was more than 10% of the U.S. economy. So they are dropping sharply.
Well, how do we get to see this then? I mean, that'd be, we're on the radio, of course, we're not television, but how do people see this? Because I imagine that gives you a much stronger picture.
Definitely. If you go to our website, which is www.nationalpriorities.org, it's right on our homepage there. If you look for tax day, see where your taxes went.
So you can look at how much was spent, and you can get a personalized tax receipt. Is that how it works?
Yes, we have numbers for the national average, for the state average, and then you can also enter, if you look at your own federal taxes and figure out to the dollar how much you paid in federal taxes, you can enter that number and get a personalized tax receipt and see exactly where all of that money went.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us, Jasmine Tucker.
Thank you, Ian, for having me.
Again, I've been speaking with Jasmine Tucker, who's a research analyst at the National Priorities Project, where she conducts research on topics such as the president's budget, federal spending, and tax policy, as well as social insurance and safety net programs. She previously was a senior policy analyst on income security issues at the National Academy of Social Insurance and the lead author on their groundbreaking public opinion study, Strengthening Social Security, What Do Americans Want? This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program's available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. We can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.